with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. Major League Baseball in a battle between the two National League Central Division leaders. It was the Cubs avoiding a sweep against the Brewers, winning last night 10-3. The Brewers had taken the first two games of the series. They still hold a one-game lead in the division. Three extra-inning games last night. In 10, the Royals shut the Braves out 1-0. In 11, it was the Rays losing to the Yankees. Yankees win 5-4. And in 10 innings, the Pirates beat the Giants 2-1. Elsewhere, Rangers over the Angels 6-3. Athletics over the Mariners 5-4. Blue Jays down the Orioles. Tigers over the Diamondbacks. Red Sox beat the Twins in a thumping 13-1. White Sox over the Phillies. Astros down the Nationals. Reds beat the Dodgers in three shutouts. Padres shut the Mets out. Guardians shut the Rockies out. Marlins shut out the Cardinals by a score of 2-0. WNBA, Fever over the Mercury. Dream beat the Wings and the Lynx over the Liberty. This is SRN Sports. Some news from the National Hockey League. The Buffalo Sabres home arena will continue to be called the Key Bank Center after the team and the company announced a 10-year naming rights deal yesterday. That new deal will kick in next year and run through 2035-36. The Cleveland-based bank has a large regional presence in Buffalo, and they took over the downtown arena's naming rights after acquiring First Niagara Bank back in 2016. As a part of the extension, the bank's name will be featured on the Sabres helmets for away games starting this season. The Sabres control the building, which is also home to the three-time defending National Lacrosse League champion Bandits. They've placed an emphasis on adding more events this coming year since Pete Jelly had taken over as the team's chief operating officer last year. It's undergoing a series of much-needed renovations since opening in '96. This is SRN Sports.